现在圣经讲到尼西米
见耶路撒冷城墙的光景，他的反应。
This portion speaks about the reaction of Nehemiah when he heard about the news of the broken walls of Jerusalem.
尼西米不但是有这样的一个反应，他也有一个行动。
Nehemiah not only had such a reaction, he had a move.
我们读第二章十一节到十八节。
Turn to chapter 2, verses 11 to 18.
翻到以后我们一起来念，预备，来。
Okay.
我到了耶路撒冷，在那里住了三日，我夜间起来，有几个人也一同起来，但神使我心里要为耶路撒冷做什么事，我并没有告诉人，除了我这个牲口以外，也没有别的牲口在我那里。当夜我出了谷门，往野狗井去，到了粪场门，查看耶路撒冷的城墙，见城墙拆毁，城门被火焚烧。我又往前到了前门和王室，但所提的牲口没有地方过去。一次夜间沿溪而上，查看城墙，又转身进入谷门，就回来了。我往那里去，我做什么事，官长都不知道。我还没有告诉犹大平民、祭司、会众、官长和其他的人。这我们所遭的难，耶路撒冷怎样荒凉，城门被火焚烧，你们都看见了。来吧，我们重建耶路撒冷的城墙，免得再受辱。他们说，神的手怎样帮助我们？说的话，他们就说，我们起来建造吧。于是他们更有这圣经。这段圣经就告诉我们，于是你到了耶路撒冷以后，他去查看那个城墙。
This portion tells us that Nehemiah went into the city to inspect the walls.
当他看过了城墙以后，他就向以色列的百姓说，我们一起来建造这个城墙。
After he inspected the walls, he told the people of Jerusalem, let us rise up and rebuild the wall.
耶路撒冷的人跟以色列百姓都一起说，我们起来建造吧。我们再读第三章第一节到第三节。我们起来，那时大祭司以利亚斯和他的弟兄众祭司起来建立羊门，奉耶和华按例门上就是城墙到哈尼亚门，直到哈拿耶人圣洁为圣，祭司是耶利哥人建造，祭司是伊利的儿子沙哥建造。哈拿基的子孙建立于门，加横梁、安门上和双锁。这张圣经里面，讲到非常多的人一起来建造。
This chapter speaks about many, many people that are going to build the city.
我们再读第四章。第四章，我们从十六节到二十三节。四章讲到，当我们建造城墙的时候，会有敌人来攻击他们。那因此他们在那个情况之下，他们是怎么样的来建造？从十六节到二十三节，预备，来。从那日起，我的仆人一半做工，一半拿杖、拿粪铲、拿弓穿铠甲。官长分散在犹大众人的后阵，修造城墙的、防盗材料的，都。收稿的人在我旁边，我对粪铺官长和其余的人说：“很浩大。”我们在墙上将一份一份的，就是指我们上帝，我们的神必为我们征战。于是我们做工一半拿兵器，从天亮直到星宿出现的时候。那时我又对百姓说，这人和他的仆人在我们杀了，可在夜间保守我们白昼做工。这样，我的生民仆人必跟从我的护兵，都不脱衣服，出去打水，不带兵器。这里看见
他们的建造是什么样的一种建造。
We see what kind of building they're in.
感谢神，他们就把这个墙就盖好了。
Praise the Lord, eventually they built the wall.
但是不是这个墙盖好了，那工作就完成了。
But it's not they cease from working after the wall is built.
因为一个墙不能够代表一个城。
Because the wall does not represent the city.
所以当这个墙盖好以后呢，就要开始建造这个城。
So、after the walls are built, they began to build the city.
这个墙就好像是怎么样硬体。
The wall is like the hardware.
除了硬体以外，还要有软体。
Besides the hardware, there needs to be software.
我们读第五章。
Chapter 5.
不对，读第七章。
Chapter 7.
第七章第一节第二节。
Verses 1 and 2.
预备，来。城墙修完，我按两门算，守门的、歌唱的和利未人都已派进。我就派我的弟兄哈拿尼和银罗的宰官哈拿尼亚管理耶路撒冷，因为哈拿尼亚是忠信又敬畏耶。这里讲到不但有了墙以后，他设立守门的人，设立歌唱的人。
Here we see, after the walls are built, he set up singers and gatekeepers.
下面就在那里看见许多被掳的人都归回到耶路撒冷。
Afterwards, we see many captivities of Zion return to Jerusalem.
我们读第六节。
Verse 6.
预备，来，巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒，从前你是犹大省的人，现在他们的子孙从贝鲁之地回到耶路撒冷和犹大，各归本城。当城墙建好了以后，当守门的跟歌唱的人都设立以后，看见神的百姓从贝鲁之地归回到耶路撒冷。
Here we see after the city wall is built, the gate, the doorkeepers and the singers are set up.All the people of exile came back.
当这些百姓回到耶路撒冷的城里面以后，现在这个地方可以叫做一个城了。
Now that all the people have returned to Jerusalem, this city now can be called a city.
如果没有这些百姓的话，这只是一座墙。
Without all the people, this is only a wall.
但加上了这些百姓以后，这个墙就成了一座城。
With the people, these walls became a city.
但是神的建造还不只是停在这里。
But the work of the Lord goes on.
神不但是要得到一个墙，
He not only wants to gain a wall,
他要得到一个城，
He wants to gain a city.
他不但要得到一个城，
He not only wants to gain a city,
他要得到一个殿，
He wants to gain a temple.
我们读第八章，
Turn to chapter 8.
第八章我们读第一节到第三节，
Verses 1 through 3.
预备，来，到了七月，以色列人住在自己的城里。那时那们如同一人聚集在北门面前宽阔处，请文士以斯拉将耶和华借摩西传给以色列人的律法书带来。七月初一日，祭司在以斯拉将律法书带到听了能明白的男女会众面前，在北门前的宽阔处，从清早到晌午读着律法书，众民侧耳的听。我们读第五节跟第六节。以斯拉站在众民以上，在众民眼前展开这书，他一展开，众民就都站起来。以斯拉称颂耶和华至大的神，众民就阿门阿门，就低头面伏伏于地敬拜耶和华。我们再读第九节第十节。省长尼希米和做祭司的文士以斯拉，并教训百姓的利未人，对众民说：今日是耶和华你们的圣日，不要悲哀哭泣。这是因为众民听见律法书上的话，都哭泣了。又对他们说：你们去吃肥美的和甘甜的，有不能预备的就分给他，因为今日是我们主的圣日。你们不要忧愁，因为靠耶和华而得的喜乐是你们的力量。最后我们读14节到18节。
Lastly, let's read verses 14 to 18.
他们见律法上写的耶和华借着摩西吩咐以色列人要在七月节祝棚，
并且在各城和耶路撒冷宣传报告，说你们当上山，有数松树和各样茂密树的，照着所写的搭棚。或神的殿殿内，或水门的宽阔处，或以法莲门内宽阔处搭棚，归回的全会众就搭棚，住在棚里。从嫩的儿子耶稣雅各之后，到了这日，就是众人大大喜乐。头一天到末一天，到第八日，教练有人聚会。这里有一件事情非常的稀奇。
There's something marvelous here.
他说，从嫩的儿子耶稣雅一直到这日，以色列人没有这样子。
From the days of Joshua the son of Nun, they had not done so.
神要他们守住棚节。
The Lord wanted them to keep the feast of booths.
这个住棚节的就是会幕节。
The feast of booths is the feast of tabernacles.
要纪念神怎么样要借着会幕居住在以色列人当中。
To commemorate how the Lord wants to dwell among the people of Israel.
但是从那个耶稣雅一直到写圣经的时候，他们从来没有守那个节。
But from the days of Joshua until this day, they had never done so.
这就是他们为什么会背离的原因。为什么他们会背离的原因
？This is the reason why they were captured.
这也是神要在他们当中所恢复的一件事。
And this is one thing the Lord wants to recover among His people.
为什么要重盖城墙
？Why do they need to rebuild the wall?
因为他们要恢复那个城。
Because they wanted to recover the city.
为什么要恢复那个城
？Why do they want to recover the city?
要恢复这个敬拜
，to recover the worship，
这是最重要的一件事。
This is the most important thing。
所以我们在看旧约圣经的时候
，so when we read the Old Testament，
我们就看见神要以色列人建造这三件事情。
We saw the Lord wants the Israelites to rebuild these three things。
首先一个是墙
，the first thing is wall。
然后呢就是城
，then the city。
最后呢就是殿
，lastly the temple。
什么是墙
？What is a wall？
墙就是一个分别。
The wall is a separation.
分别什么东西呢
？What do they separate?
把属神的跟不属神的把它分别出来。
To separate that is of God and from that which is not of God.
当以色列人出埃及以后
，After the Israelites came out of Egypt，
神就告诉他们，在迦南地有许多的城都是给他们的。
The Lord told them there were many cities in Canaan that belonged to them.
神叫他们到迦南地的时候，要跟迦南地的人分别出来。
The Lord told them to separate themselves from the people of Canaan.
而那个墙就是代表这个分别。
So the wall speaks about the separation.
什么时候那个地方有墙，那里就有分别。
Whenever there is a wall, there is a separation.
什么时候墙失去了，这个地方就没有分别了。
Whenever the wall is gone, the separation is gone.
第二件就是那个城。
Secondly, it's a city.
什么代表那个城呢
？What is the city?
圣经上讲到城，就是讲到神的目的。
When the Bible speaks about the city, it speaks about His purpose.
所以每一次我们讲到神要重建那个城墙的时候，就表示说神要在他的子民当中恢复他的目的。
Whenever we speak about recovering the city, it speaks about the Lord wanting to recover His purpose.
没有那个墙就不能够有城。
Without the wall, there is not a city.
所以就可以说，如果我们人不分别出来的话，就没有办法达到神的目的。
In other words, if we are not separated, we cannot accomplish God's goal.
但是城建造了以后，才要恢复那个殿。
Once the city is rebuilt, he still wants to recover the temple.
在那个城的当中，有一个地方是叫做殿。
In the midst of the city, there's a place called the temple.
那个殿是什么意思呢
？What does the temple mean?
这个殿我们可以从两方面来看。
We can look at it from two aspects.
我们可以从人这方面来看，我们也可以从神这方面来看。
We can look at it from the aspect of man and from the aspect of God.
从人这方面来看的话，殿就是我们敬拜的地方。
From man's perspective, it is a place where man worships God.
人在殿里面来敬拜神。
Man worshiping God in the temple.
从神这方面来说呢
？From God's point of view.
这殿就是一个人可以跟神同在的一个地方。
The temple represents a place where God and man can dwell together.
这是神所有建造的一个集中的一个目的。
This is the ultimate consummation of God's building.
神要建造一个东西。
God wants to build something.
在这里，人可以敬拜他。
Here, man can worship God.
在这里，神可以与人同在。
Here, God can dwell with man.
这是神为什么要呼召以色列人出埃及的原因。
This is the purpose of God calling his people out of Egypt.
让他们进入他的城。
So they can enter into his city.
要进入他的目的。
Enter into his purpose.
还要进入真实的敬拜。
And to enter into a real worship.
什么时候在那个地方有真实的敬拜，什么时候就有神的存在。
Whenever there is a real worship, there is the presence of God.
这是神在以色列人当中的一个心意。
This is God's heart's desire among the people of Israel.
这也是神在我们今天一切信他人身上的一个心意。
This is also God's heart's desire among all his children today.
今天早上我们来从这段圣经里面来看神怎么样来建造这个墙。
So this morning we shall look at God's purpose from this portion of scripture.
神怎么样来建造这个城。
How God can build the wall and the city.
神怎么样来恢复这个殿。
How God recovers the temple.
当我们读到以西米记的时候
When we read the book of Nehemiah,
我们都会有一个惊奇
We are surprised.
当以西米听到耶路撒冷城墙的光景的时候
When Nehemiah heard the condition of Jerusalem,
他有一个非常特别的反应
He had a strange reaction.
他在神的面前悔改
Before God he repented.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们要当中想要有神的建造的话
If we desire to have a building among us,
如果我们盼望有一天神的建造在我们当中兴起来的话
If we desire God's building would be recovered among us
首一件事就是需要悔改
The first thing is to repent
我们很少会想到这一件事
We don't have this kind of concept
我们觉得我们需要很多很多其他的事
We think of many many other things
那神就会在我们当中建造
And God can build among us
但是只有最重要一件事
There's only one thing that's most important
就是我们需要在神的面前悔改
That is you need to repent before the Lord
或许有的人有这个感觉悔改是对不信的人说的
Maybe some have this concept Repentance belongs to those who do not know the Lord
我们已经信了信神了为什么我们还要悔改呢
We have believed in the Lord Why should we repent again?
弟兄姊妹我们常常需要悔改
Brothers and sisters, we often need to repent
若我们不悔改的话，那我们在神的面前，神就没有办法建造。
If we do not repent, the Lord cannot build among us.
尼希米这个人，他本身并不在耶路撒冷。
Nehemiah was not in Jerusalem at the time.
尼希米甚至可能都不生在耶路撒冷。
He was not even born in Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷城墙倒塌，跟他一点关系都没有。
The sad condition of the wall of Jerusalem had nothing to do with him.
耶路撒冷的城门被火焚烧。跟你心里个人没有什么关系。
The gates of Jerusalem being burned has nothing to do with Nehemiah.
但是当你心里听到这件事的时候
But when Nehemiah heard of this,
他不但是心里面的感觉是很重
Not only had a heavy burden,
有一件特别的事他在神的面前就悔改了。
It's one thing marvelous that he repented to the Lord.
我们这个人呢就是常常缺少这件事就是悔改。
This is the one thing that we lack, repentance.
我们常常后悔
We regret often.
我们常常后悔
We often regret.
我们常常做了事以后我们就马上后悔
After we do many things we regret having done so.
但是我们却很少悔改
But we don't repent.
悔改跟后悔的差别太大了
There's a great difference between repentance and regret.
我们读到马太福音26章的时候
When we read Matthew chapter 26,
在26章最后一段讲到彼得就出去哭了
The last portion of chapter 26 it speaks about Peter going out and wept.
当彼得出去哭的时候，那就是悔改。
When Peter went out and wept, that is his repentance.
然后我们读到27章的时候，讲到犹大出去上吊了。
When we read about chapter 27, Judah went out and hung himself.
那是他后悔了。
That is his regret.
你看，后悔跟悔改的差别有多大
so, you see, there's such a great difference between repentance and regret.
犹大觉得他做的事不对。
Peter realized he did something wrong.
彼得也知道他做的是不对。
Peter also realized likewise.
但是彼得有一个悔改。
But Peter had a repentance.
但是犹大就只有后悔。
Judah only had a regret.
这是神建造的一个起点。
This is the beginning point of God's building.
神要在当中建造的时候，首先他就要把一个悔改的心摆在我们的里面。
God wants to start building, firstly to put the heart of repentance in his people.
曾经有一个前面的弟兄就问我们说
，An elder brother has asked us once.
他就说你们上一次的悔改是什么时候
？When was last time you repented?
今天早上我也可以用这句话来问弟兄姊妹。
This morning I will also ask you the same question.
上一次你在神的面前悔改是什么时候
？When was last time you repented before the Lord?
我想我们都可以在神的面前自己来审查自己。
We can all reconsider ourselves before the Lord.
因为如果我们没有悔改的话，实在我们身上就没有办法建造。
Without repentance, God can never build among us.
我们就在神的面前没有长进。
And we shall never advance before the Lord.
你心里不但是有悔改。
You should not only have repentance in your heart.
他在悔改的里面，他祷告。
In his repentance, he had prayer.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常祷告。
We pray often.
我们常常聚在一起也祷告。
We come together for prayer.
但是有多少的祷告是从悔改的里面出来的祷告
？How many prayers started from the point of repentance?
我们很容易到主的面前来求一件事。
It's easy to come before the Lord to ask for something.
当我们有一个环境上的需要的时候，我们很容易来到神的面前，为着那个需要来祷告。
When there is a need in our circumstances, it's easy to come together to pray for that need.
这样的祷告在我们当中很多很多。
We have many of such prayers.
但是有多少的祷告是从那个悔改的里面出来的
？How many prayers come from the point of repentance?
这个悔改的祷告是非常非常有能力的。
The prayer of repentance is full of power.
为什么主耶稣称赞那个在圣殿那个税吏
？Why did the Lord admire the tax collector in the temple?
他在那里祷告。
He was there praying.
他在那里捶胸。
He was beating his breast.
因为那个祷告是从悔改的里面出来。
Because that prayer came out of his repentance.
那个祷告是有能力的。
It's full of power.
那个祷告在我们身上是有功效的。
It is effective in us.
如果我们在神的面前缺少这个悔改
，If we are lack of this repentance before the Lord,
我们可以常常祷告。
We can pray often.
那个祷告对我们自己却不发生功效。
But that prayer had no effect on us.
圣经上记载那个浪子的故事。
The scripture talks about the prodigal son.
那天他在那里放猪的时候
，The day when he was feeding the swine.
突然想到他父亲的丰富
，He remembered the riches of his father's house.
他说我要回去。
He said I shall return.
这是一个悔改。
This is a repentance.
这叫做回头的那个亮光。
This is the light coming from the turning about.
我们常常求主用他的光来照亮我们。
We often ask the Lord to enlighten us.
如果主的光真的照亮我们的话
，The Lord truly enlightens us，
那就会带给我们一个回头的一个感觉。
It will bring us a feeling of turning。
我们的神天天为我们祷告
，Every day the Lord prays for us。
他祷告一件事，就盼望我们能够回头。
He prays for this one thing that we would turn。
当我们回头以后，你就能够在我们身上做事。
Having turned, the Lord can then start doing something。
当你心里这样悔改以后。
After Nehemiah had repented in such a way,
他先有这样一个悔改的祷告
，He had a prayer of repentance.
然后他就为整个以色列的百姓祷告
，And he prayed for all the people of Israel.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
我们也常常为整个教会祷告
，We pray for the whole church often.
但是我们实在是要先到神面前悔改
，But we need to do the first thing to repent before the Lord.
如果我们不悔改的话，我们就不能成为一个代祷的人。
Without this repentance, we cannot be one to pray for other people.
如果我们自己不是一个悔改的人的话，我们就没有资格举起手来为人代祷。
If we are not a people that repent, we don't have the right to pray for the other people lifting our hands.
我们不能够说我们的手是一个圣洁的手。
We cannot say these hands are holy hands.
有谁能够到神的面前说我的手是一个圣洁的手
？Who can come before the Lord and saying I have a holy hand?
为了这个缘故，我们需要来到神的面前先悔改。
For this reason, we need to come firstly before the Lord to repent.
当我们在神面前悔改了以后
，Once we have repented,
我们就有一个圣洁的手
；Then we have holy hands,
我们就可以成为一个代祷的人
；Then we can become people that pray,
为整个耶路撒冷祷告
；Pray for all Jerusalem,
神的建造就建立在这个根基的上面
；God's building is upon this foundation,
所以这是头一件神所做的事
，This is first thing God did,
把悔改是在他的百姓中间
，To grant repentance to his people。
第二
，Second,
神怎么样做事呢？
How does the Lord do things?
神就把一个意念摆在你心里的心。
He grants a desire in your heart.
这一节圣经我非常的喜欢。
I like this verse very much.
就在第二章的第十二节。
Chapter 2 of verse 12.
在中间他说，神使我心里 要为耶路撒冷做什么事，我并没有告诉人。
I did not tell anyone what my God was putting into my mind to do for Jerusalem.
所以说，神把要为耶路撒冷所做的事摆在耶西米的心里。
Here speaks about God is putting into Nehemiah's mind what he wants to do for Jerusalem.
这是一件非常非常宝贵的事。
This is a precious thing.
也只有当一个人在神面前有一个悔改的心的后。那个时候，这件事才会发生。
This only happens when a man has a repentant heart before the Lord.
神就把他要在教会里面所做的事摆在他的心里面。
God will put what is in his heart to do in the church in people's lives.
这是一个人蒙恩的开始。
This is the beginning of being blessed.
我们称这样的人叫一个蒙恩典的人。
This is a person receiving grace.
神把一个意念就摆在他的心里。
God put into his heart a desire.
弟兄姊妹，神有没有把这个意念摆在你的心里？
Did the Lord put such a desire in your heart?
神是不是把他要为耶路撒冷所做的事摆在你我的心里？
Did the Lord put in your heart what he wants to do for Jerusalem?
如果神还没有这样做的话，
Did the Lord have not done so?
可能因为我们还没有悔改。
Probably because we have not repented.
一个在神面前悔改的人，
A person who repents before the Lord.
神要把他的意念摆在他的心里。
The Lord will put his desire in his heart.
我们来看当这样的一个人是什么样的一个光景。
We will see what kind of condition is this man.
在十二节这里告诉我们，尼希米他就夜间起来。
Verse 12 tells us Jerusalem rose up at night.
他到耶路撒冷以后，
After he had went to Jerusalem.
他在那里住了三天。
He lived there for 3 days.
然后就有一天晚上，他在夜间起来去查看那个城墙。
And one night he went out at night to inspect the wall.
什么叫做夜间起来？
What does it mean to rise at night?
夜间起来就表示是付上了代价。
It means to pay a price.
信主的人都不太喜欢听这个字。
Not many believers like to hear this word.
我们最不喜欢听到这个付代价这个字。
We abhor hearing this paying the price.
我们喜欢听到神对我们的恩典。
We like to hear about the grace of God.
我们喜欢听到在神家里面的丰富。
We like to hear about the riches in his house.
但是我们听到付代价的时候，我们里面就有一点紧张。
When we hear about this paying the price, there is a nervousness within.
我们不知道要配多少，这个价格是多大。
Because we don't know how great that price is.
弟兄姊妹，我们没有一个人能付代价。
But since none of us can afford to pay the price.
除非是神把他要为耶路撒冷所做的事摆在我们心里。
Unless it is God who puts what He wants to do for Jerusalem in our hearts.
为什么今天我们不愿意付代价？
Why we do not like to pay a price today?
并不是我们这个人怎么样。
Not that there's anything with us.
跟我们这个人毫无关系。
It has nothing to do with us.
是因为我们的心里面没有耶路撒冷。
It is because we do not have Jerusalem in our hearts.
因为神还没有把那耶路撒冷摆在我们的心里面。
Because the Lord has not put Jerusalem in our hearts.
当神把耶路撒冷摆在我们心里面的话，
If when the Lord put Jerusalem in our heart,
我们就成为一个付代价的人。
We become a people willing to pay a price.
我们就成为一个在夜间里面可以起来的人。
We become a people that can rise up at night.
整个耶路撒冷都在沉睡的里面。
The whole Jerusalem is in deep sleep.
整个以色列的百姓都在沉睡的里面。
The whole people of Jerusalem are in a slumber.
这里有一个人叫尼希米，他在夜间起来来查看神的城墙。
There's one man called Nehemiah. He rose up at night to inspect the wall.
我们感谢神，不只是你自己一个人。
We praise the Lord not only Nehemiah.
圣经上说有几个人也一同起来。
The Bible tells us there are several other people that rose at night with him.
这是神的奇妙。
This is the wonder of God.
这是神在我们身上的一个恩典。
This is the grace of God.
当他把这个心意摆在你心里的心中的时候，他也同时摆在几个人的心里面。
And God put this desire in Nehemiah at the same time he put in several other people.
所以不只是你心里一个人起来，还有几个同伴也跟他一起起来。
So not only Nehemiah rose up, he had companions also rose up with him.
我们实在感谢神。
We praise the Lord.
当然以利亚在那里对神抱怨说，他说没有一个人是忠心的，就我一个人。
When Nehemiah, Elijah was complaining to the Lord, no one was faithful to you, only I was left.
以利亚认为整个以色列就他一个人向神是忠心的。
Elijah thought in the whole land of Israel, he was the only faithful one.
但神就告诉他说，还有另外还有七千个人。
But the Lord told him, I have preserved for myself 7,000 people.
这是我们感谢神那个地方。
This is the place we should praise the Lord for.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有时候觉得就是你一个人呢？
Brothers and sisters, have you ever thought you are the only one?
可能有时候我们这样想。
Maybe sometimes we feel like this.
教会里面就我一个人。
In the whole church, I'm the only one left.
主要说还有好几个。
The Lord will tell you there are several people.
主做事总是这样。
The Lord always do things in such a way.
他把那个心意摆在好几个人的里面。
He put his desire in several people.
所以你心里晚上就带了几个人来巡视这个城墙。
So Nehemiah brought several people to inspect the city wall.
他们经过一个地方又到一个地方。
He went from place to place.
从前听见耶路撒冷城墙倒塌。
Formerly he only heard about the city wall being tumbled down.
那天晚上他看见那个倒塌的光景。
At night he saw the true condition of the ruin of the wall.
从前他听见城门被火焚烧。
Formerly he heard about the city gates being burned.
晚上他看见那个城门被火焚烧的光景。
At night, he saw the true condition of the city gates being burned with fire.
我们需要知道我们现在真实的光景。
We need to see our true condition.
我们知不知道我们今天真实的光景？
Do we know our true condition today?
今天我们的真实的光景到底是怎么样？
What is our true condition today?
需要有人在夜间起来。
We need people to rise up at night.
来看看我们的城墙。
To inspect our city wall.
来看看我们的城门。
To inspect our gates.
当你心里有这样一个看见以后，
And Nehemiah has such a vision.
他就来到百姓的中间。
He came before the people of Israel.
他说，耶路撒冷的荒凉的情形我们都知道。
He said, we know the desolate condition of Jerusalem.
当以色列百姓听到你心里这样的话。
And the people of Israel heard Nehemiah's words.
那个时候，那个感觉就进到他们的心里面。
At that time, the feeling entered into their hearts.
这个时候不是你心里一个人了。
At this point, it is no longer Nehemiah himself.
整个以色列人会众，他们讲一句话。
The whole congregation of Israel said one thing.
他说，我们起来建造。
They said, we shall rise up and build.
我想这是一个最重要的一个字。
This is the most important word.
这个我们是一个最重要的一个字。
We is the most important word.
不论神在以色列人身上做了什么样的工作。
No matter what the Lord has done in Nehemiah,
你心里一个人是不可能把这个城墙盖起来。
Nehemiah by himself cannot build the wall of Israel.
你心里需要到百姓的中间，让他们看见我们所在的光景。
Nehemiah must come before the people of Israel the condition of Jerusalem.
然后以色列的百姓也需要看见这个城墙的光景。
The people of Israel must see the condition of Jerusalem.
然后他们就一起说了这一句话。
Then they all together in unison said this word.
他说我们起来建造。
We shall rise up and build.
如果没有这样的一个情形，
without such a condition,
这个城墙就不可能被建起来。
The wall cannot be built.
这是第二件事。
This is the second item.
头一件事我们说到需要有悔改。
The first item we mentioned the need of repentance.
第二件事我们说到需要神把这个意念摆在我们的心里面。
Secondly, the Lord needs to put such a desire in our hearts.
需要把耶路撒冷摆在我们的心里面。
To put Jerusalem in our hearts.
第三就是要一同来建造。
Thirdly, we come together to build.
这是神的心意。
This is God's heart's desire.
神的心意不是要让一个人来建造。
God's desire is not to let one man to build.
神的心意也不是要让外邦人来建造。
God's desire is not to let the Gentiles to build.
神的心意乃是要以色列人自己来建造。
His desire is to let the people of Israel to build.
所以在第三章里面，让我们看见你心里是怎么样的建造。
So chapter three tells us how Nehemiah rose up to build.
当你在圣经上记载他们建造的时候，就非常有意思。
It was very interesting the way they was recorded.
你看他们一开始在建造的是什么
？In the beginning, you see how they built.
以色列的那个耶路撒冷的城墙有很多很多的门。
The wall of Jerusalem has many gates.
他们头一个门，他们来建造的就是羊门。
The first thing they rebuilt was the sheep gate.
为什么要先建造这个羊门呢？
Why did they build the sheep gate first?
为什么不建造水门呢？
Why not the water gate?
为什么不建造鱼门呢？
Why not the fish gate?
为什么先把这个羊门建造起来？
Why build the sheep gate first?
如果我们知道的话，实在是就是神给我们看见，这个当这个城墙被建造起来的时候，乃是为着那个百姓的。
This is because when the walls are built, it is for his people.
这个羊圈是为着羊的。
The sheep fold is for the sheep.
既然是为着羊的，这羊圈就要有羊门。
Since the sheep fold is for the sheep, it needs a gate, a sheep gate.
有了这个门了以后，人就可以进到这个城的里面。
And there is such a gate, people can come into the city.
有了这个门了以后，人就可以进到神的心意里面。
And there is such a gate, people can come into God's heart's desire.
所以头一个城，头一个门就是羊门。
So the first gate is sheep gate.
教会里面不能没有羊门。
In the church, it cannot be lack of the sheep gate.
不但头一个是羊门，他们最后呢也是在羊门。
And not only the first one is the sheep gate, the last gate they turn around to the sheep gate.
我们读到三十二节的时候，最后一个人的盖的地方呢，就刚好连到羊门。
In verse 32, the last people that build it came around to the sheep gate again.
他是从羊门开始，然后绕着那个城墙盖，然后一直盖到羊门。
They began from sheep gate and built around and ended at sheep gate again.
这实在是感谢神的一件事。
This is causes us to praise the Lord.
因为神来设立这个城墙的时候，他的心里面的意念乃是想到我们。
Because when God starts to build in His heart, He thinks about us.
神实在不是目的不在那个城的上面。
God's desire is not on the city itself.
乃是在那个城里面的百姓的身上。
But on the people within the city.
头一个盖的人就是大祭司以利亚时。
The first people that built was the high priest Elias.
以利亚时，这个是原文的意思，叫做神所恢复的。
The name of the meaning of this name means what God has recovered.
只有神所恢复的才可以建造这个羊门。
Only he who is recovered by God can rebuild the sheep gate.
神就呼召这个大祭司首先起来盖。
So God calls Elias the high priest to build.
我们如果读了第三章的话，我们就发现很多人他们盖城墙都是在他们家的门口盖的。
Having read chapter 3, we shall discover many people build the city in front of their house.
但是以利亚实这个人呢，他盖城墙不是在他家门口盖的。
But the high priest Elijah is not building in front of his house.
后面有提到他家在什么地方。
Later on we will see where his house is.
但是他呢，却不在他家的门口盖。
But he doesn't build right in front of his house.
他却跑到离他家比较远的地方去盖那个羊门。
He went to a distance from his house to build the sheep gate.
因为他知道这个羊门乃是重要。
Because he realized the sheep gate is most important.
他是大祭司，他就首先来盖那个羊门。
He is high priest, so he came to build the sheep gate first.
第二个门是什么门
？What was the second gate?
第二个门在第三节里面叫鱼门。
In verse 3, we see the sheep gate, a fifth gate.
这个鱼门啊，跟那个羊门实在是非常的靠近。
This gate is very close in proximity to the sheep gate.
这两个门都是在那个城的北方的。
Both gates are in the north side.
当你看向那个两个门那么靠近的时候，你甚至会说，为什么需要两个门呢？
When you see the two gates being so close together, you ask why is there a need for two gates?
一个门就够了嘛。
One is enough.
盖个大一点的门，让大家可以进来了。
Just widen it a little bit so people can come in.
但是他们是有两个门。
But they have two gates.
一个叫羊门，一个叫鱼门。
One is the two gates, one is the fifth gate.
这是神的心意。
This is God's design.
教会需要羊门，教会也需要鱼门。
The church needs this gate, a two gate, and then the church needs fifth gate.
一个教会如果没有鱼门的话，
If the church is without a fifth gate,
这个教会还不是神心里面的教会。
That church doesn't meet God's heart's desire.
我们教会需要有鱼门。
The church needs a fifth gate.
教会也不能光是有一个鱼门，没有羊门。
And the church cannot only have a fifth gate, but without a sheep gate.
那也不是神的心意。
That is also not God's heart's desire.
所以神设立两个门。
So God put two gates there.
非常非常的靠近。
They're very close together.
让羊也可以进入，让鱼也可以进入。
To allow sheep to enter and fish to enter.
在鱼门的人是谁呢
？Who built the fish gate?
这个人叫做哈西拿。
Hasenaya.
哈西拿的意思呢，是说有刺的。
Hasenaya means thorny. Thorny.
为什么是说有刺的呢
？Why does it mean thorny?
什么东西是有刺的呢
？What is thorny?
在当时那个社会里面，到处都是荆棘。
In their days, it's full of thistles.
那个荆棘呢是有刺的。
The thistles are full of thorns.
有刺的荆棘就是代表我们人的光景。
The thistles being full of thorns represent man's condition.
人就是像一团荆棘一样。
Man is just like a cluster of thorns.
没有什么特别的价值。
Without any kind of value.
如果我们不能够认识我们的光景的话
，If we do not see our true condition,
教会就不可能有鱼门。
The church cannot have a fifth gate.
怎么样把教会的鱼门盖起来
？How do we build the fifth gate in the church？
但是我们都看见我们自己的光景。
First, we need to see our true condition.
我们记不记得他们什么时候才打到153条鱼
？Do you remember when they caught 153 fish？
但是在他们打不到一条鱼以后
，It is the night they toiled the whole night and I catch one fish.
他们一天晚上都打不到鱼。
Toiling whole night, they cannot catch one.
他们就 发现他们不过是荆棘。
They discovered there's nothing but thorns.
然后神就把153条鱼赐给他们。
After that, the Lord granted them 163 fishes.
这叫做哈西拿。
This means kind of hasanea.
这是神要在我们当中建造鱼门的方法。
This is the method by which God built His secret among us.
当有一天我们都发现我们不过是荆棘。
One day when we discover there's nothing but thorns.
如果我们自己都不相信我们是荆棘，我们怎么能够去扛去使人相信他们是荆棘呢？
If we don't believe we are nothing but thorns, how can we convince other people being thorns?
因此，这是神要带领我们所经过的。
So this is what God must bring about.
让我们看见我们不过是荆棘。
To show us we are nothing but thorns.
神的鱼门就可以建造起来。
Then can God's secret be to be built?
这有许多其他的门，我们都不去说了。
We shall not discover other gates.
我们讲到一件事，他们在这里工作的时候，是一手做工，一手拿兵器。
It tells about the way they built with one hand with tools, the other hand with the weapon.
这是很难的一件事。
This is a difficult task.
做工怎么能够一手做工，一手拿兵器？
How can we work with one hand having a tool, the other hand having a weapon?
主人的工作一定要有兵器。
Spiritual work must have weapons.
如果我们做属灵的工作没有兵器的话，就不能够完成。
A spiritual work without weapons cannot be accomplished.
什么是我们属灵的兵器呢？
What is our spiritual weapon?
我们都可以来思想，在以弗所书里面最后讲到一段话。
We can all think about the last portion in the scriptures in Ephesians.
讲到我们属灵的全副的军装。
It talks about the whole armor of God.
好多好多的军装。
There are many, many weapons.
但是你仔细去看的话，多半呢都是保护的，都是防卫的。
But if you study carefully, most of them are for self-protection.
不管是头盔也好，不管是护心镜也好，不管是鞋也好，不管是袋子也好，都是保护我们的。
Whether it's the helmet or the breastplate or the shoes, they are all for protecting ourselves.
只有一样东西是我们的武器。
Only one is our weapon.
只有一样东西是我们的兵器。
There's only one weapon.
是您。在圣经上说，那叫圣灵的宝剑。
The Bible shows us that is the sword of the Spirit.
这是神的道。
That is the word of God.
这是我们唯一的武器。
This is our only weapon.
所以我们在做工的时候需要有武器。
So when we work, we must have a weapon.
弟兄姊妹，我们身上是不是有佩戴这一把宝剑？
Brothers, do we have such an equipment in us?
我们是不是常常把这个剑拿出来练习练习？
Do we ever pull out the sword and exercise.
还是我们把那个宝剑放在墙壁上，挂在那个地方很好看。
Or do we just hang our sword on the wall as a adornment?
是不是这个宝剑已经有一点生锈了呢？
Maybe our sword is rusty a little bit.
这是一件很严肃的事。
This is a serious matter.
这不是一个道理。
This is not a teaching.
这是一个事实。
It's a reality.
如果我们没有那个宝剑的话
，without the sword of the spirit,
我们不能够做工。
It cannot work.
如果我们不能做工的话
，if we cannot work，
那个城墙就不能建立
，the wall cannot be built。
当时每以色列每一家都在建造
，at the time all the people of Israel are building。
那每一半的人做工，一半人拿兵器
，half of the people were working， half of people were with weapons。
没有一个人能够闲在那里的
，none was standing idle。
这是今天也让我们看见教会建造应有的光景。
This is the condition we must see。Today.
他们怎么样做工呢？
How did they work?
这里说他们从天亮做到清晨。
It says from the moment the sun rises to dusk.
这件事情不稀奇哦，我们当中有很多人是这样的。
This is not a wonder. Many people among us are like that.
好多人是从天亮一直到清晨的。
Many people work from daylight to dusk.
不是做神的工就是。
But not working God's work.
所以他们呢是做神的工。
Here they do God's work.
从天亮就到清晨
from daybreak to dusk.
是不是我们这个人一定要是一个全时间的人，我们才能够从天亮就到清晨？
Does it mean we must be a full-timer to work from dawn to dusk?
这里并不是要我们都做全时间的人。
No, it doesn't mean that we all should be full-timers.
乃是我们这个人从天亮到清晨，我们的心里面都有这个耶路撒冷。
It means from dawn to dusk, we should have this desire in us.
从天亮到新旧，这宝剑就在我们的身上。
Dawn to dusk, this sword must be in our hands.
从天亮到新旧，我们都准备起来来对付仇敌。
From dawn to dusk, we should be prepared to confront the enemy.
从天亮到新旧，我们都听那个脚声。
From dawn to dusk, we shall hear the trumpet.
所以说，什么时候那个脚声吹起来的时候
，Whenever the trumpet sounds,
以色列人就到一个地方去帮助那地方的人。
All people of Israel gather, rally around that place.
这也是我们今天在教会里面应有的光景。
This should be our condition in the church today.
虽然我们聚完会以后我们就散去了。
Even after our meeting, we went away.
我们好像没有在同样一个地方聚集。
Since then, we don't gather anymore.
但是我们呢是一个听脚声的人。
We are people that hear God's trumpet.
什么时候神的脚声响起来的时候，我们就准备拿起我们的兵器。来就是投敌。
Whenever we hear the trumpet, we should rise up, holding our weapon to confront the enemy.
在他们盖城墙的时候，他们都不回家。
When they were building the walls, they never returned home.
他们住在耶路撒冷。
They lived in Jerusalem.
他说我们住在耶路撒冷。
He says we live in Jerusalem.
不但是个人，连他们的仆人都住在耶路撒冷。
Not only them individually, but also their servants live with them.
就在晚上，他就保护百姓。
So at night.They protect the people.
在白天就做工。
And in daylight they work.
甚至到一个程度，他们不脱衣服。
Even to such an extent they do not change their clothes.
他们兵器不离手。
Their weapons never leave their hands.
这是一个教会建造的一个光景。
This is the condition of building of the church.
兵器不能离开我们的手。
The weapon, the sword shall never leave our hands.
我相信我们在座的弟兄姊妹，我们都有这样的经验。
I believe many among us have the same experience.
我们常常都有一个感觉，说主啊，我要好好的读你的话。
We feel like Lord, we should really study your word.
但是呢，我们又从我们的经历里面来看呢，很多时候我们都做不到。
But from our experience, we know we cannot do it.
好像我们只能够干五分钟的热度，过以后就不行了。
We only have zealousness for 5 minutes.
所以我们常常在主的面前立志。
So we have a resolution before the Lord often.
我们常常又在主的面前后悔。
And we repent, regret before the Lord.
为什么我们不能够做到呢？
Why can we not do it?
为什么我们不能够把这个兵器拿在我们的手上？
Why can we not hold this weapon in our hands?
因为我们第一个，我们在我们的里面，我们从来没有真正的悔改过。
Because first thing, we never truly repented in us.
我们没有在这件事情悔改。
We have never repented concerning this matter.
我们有罪的时候，我们知道悔改。
When we sin, we know to repent.
但是我们不认为这件事情值得悔改。
But we don't consider this matter worthy enough to repent for.
我们不认为这件事情应该要悔改。
We don't consider this to cause us to repent.
弟兄姊妹，这是一件需要悔改的事。
But this needs our repentance.
我们如果在神的面前对他的话语不够渴慕的。
If we do not hunger for His word,
我们需要在他面前悔改。
We need to repent before the Lord.
这个原因，我们不能够拿兵器。
The second reason we cannot hold the weapon,
也是因为耶路撒冷不在我们的心里。
Because Jerusalem is not in our heart.
当时候拿兵器的人，就是在耶路撒冷，住在耶路撒冷那些人。
At the time, those who hold the grasp the weapon were the ones that dwelled in Jerusalem.
当时候拿兵器的人，是亲眼看见。那个城墙倒塌的情形。
All the people that had the weapon were the ones that saw when the wall fell down.
还有许多的以色列人，他们在被掳之地。
And there were still many people in captivity.
他们手里面没有兵器。
They did not have a weapon in their hand.
只有兵器的人，只有当时住在耶路撒冷，还有尼希米和跟尼希米一起回到耶路撒冷。
Only the people that dwell in Jerusalem, Nehemiah, and all those people that came back with Nehemiah had the weapon.
他们看见这个耶路撒冷城墙的情形。
They saw the walls of Jerusalem.
他们里面就有一个着急的感觉。
They had an anxiousness in their heart.
他们里面有一个迫切的感觉。
They had a desperation in their heart.
那个感觉就让他们把那个兵器拿在手上。
That feeling caused them to go for the weapon.
今天我们不能拿兵器。
Today we cannot hold the weapon.
因为里面没有那个感觉。
Because we have no such a feeling.
为什么里面没有那个感觉？
Why don't we have such a feeling?
因为神还没有把耶路撒冷摆在我们的心里面。
God has not put Jerusalem in our heart.
为什么神还没有把耶路撒冷摆在我们的心里面？
Why did God not put Jerusalem in our heart?
因为我们心里面还没有悔改。
Because we have not repented.
所以你看见这件事情都回到悔改的心上。
So you see all these things back to the point of repentance.
回到在尼希米在那个地方的悔改。
It all comes back to Nehemiah's repentant prayer.
当尼希米悔改，一个人的悔改就带给整个住在耶路撒冷百姓的悔改。
When Nehemiah repented, it brought about the repentance of all the people.
啊，所以这里看见这是他们建造的一个情形。
So we see this is the condition of their building.
感谢主，他们就把城就盖好了。
所以说 they built the walls.
当这个墙盖好以后，尼希米并没有停在那个地方。
After the walls are built, Nehemiah didn't stop there.
第七章里面告诉我们，他就设立了两种人。
Chapter 7 tells us he set up two people.
一个是守门的。
One are the gatekeepers.
一个是歌唱的。
One are the singers.
这是教会里面所有的服事。
This is all the service in the church.
我们教会里面虽然好像有各样的服事、还有各样各样的情形
many different kinds of conditions.
但是其实都是这两种
they all boil down to these two people.
我们不是守门的我们就是歌唱
We're either the gatekeepers or singers.
什么是守门的呢
What is a gatekeeper?
比如说吧我们做祷告的人
For instance, a person of prayer.
这个祷告是一个守门
The prayer is a gate watcher.
好比说吧我们是做看望弟兄姊妹的。
For instance, we go to visit the saints.
看望是一个看守的工作。
Visitation is one to, keep
我们扶持弟兄姊妹的或者是我们接待弟兄姊妹的或者是我们在教会里面是管财务的这都是看守。
To serve the saints, to give hospitality, to, keep the books in the church, all these are, gatekeepers.
这些人乃是在那里看守城门的。
These are the people that watch the gate.
什么是歌唱的呢
？Who are the singers?
好像我们今天没有设立歌唱的人。
It seems like we have not a choir.
但是我们当中好多人，我们都是有歌唱的服事。
But many people amongst us have the service of singing.
什么叫做歌唱
？What is it to sing?
这个歌唱的服事乃是为着敬拜。
The singing service is for worship.
所有的服事。为着我们当中的敬拜的都是属于歌唱的。
All the service, which is concerning our worship, is a singing service.
像说我们早上有些弟兄姊妹在这里摆椅子。
For instance, in the morning when the brother set the chairs up.
你不要小看这个摆椅子。
Do not overlook the setting up of chairs.
这个摆椅子乃是为着我们有一个好的环境可以敬拜。
To set up the chairs is so that we have a good, environment to worship.
所以这个摆椅子是歌唱的服事。
So the setting up a chair is a singing service.
所以当你摆椅子的时候，你要记得你是歌唱的。
So when you set up chairs, remember you are singers.
你是作为歌唱的服事。
You are serving as singers.
你的心里面要有一个歌在那里唱。
You should have a melody in your heart.
你在教会里面是做招待。
You are ushers in the church.
这招待好像很简单。
It seems easy to be ushers.
招待乃是要让弟兄姊妹来到聚会的时候，能够很快的就进入那个敬拜的。
An usher is one who lead people to enter into worship.
所以这个歌，这个招待的也是歌唱的。
So the ushers are also singers.
所以做高招待的时候，里面也要有歌的。
So when you're ushering, you should have a melody in your heart.
不是在这里，好像很机械化这一件事情。
You're not here doing a mechanical work.
你要记得你是歌唱的。
Remember, you're a singer.
还有，如果你是教会领事的，你当然是歌唱的。
If you are song leader, of course you're a singer.
但是你那个歌唱不是唱一个外面的歌。
But you're not singing our song.
你要把弟兄姊妹借着诗歌带到敬拜的里面。
You're leading the saints to enter into worship.
在教会里面，你是看管儿童的。
In the church, you're one to look after the children.
看管儿童也是歌唱的。
Caring for children also singing.
我盼望有一天，我们的这些儿童们都能够成为歌唱的，跟歌手们的。
With a view that one day all our people will become, our children will become singers.
这也是一个歌唱的形式。
This is also a service of singing.
不管你在教会做什么
，No matter what you do in church，
你不是守门的，你就是歌唱。
You're either doorkeeper or a singer。
教会需要守门的，教会也需要歌唱。
In the church, we need gatekeepers and we need singers。
我们不能光是有歌唱的人
，We cannot only have singers。
我们也不能光是有守门的
，We cannot only have gatekeepers。
谢谢主，这个城呢，也建立起来了。
Thank the Lord, the city is built. The city is built。
当有这些歌唱的守门的设立了以后。
When the people of singers and doorkeepers are set up,
这个城就成为一个城。
The gates become a city.
不再是一个只是外面的一个物质。
It's no longer an outward thing.
成为一个神可使用的器皿。
It becomes a vessel God can use.
然后有一件非常奇妙的事情发生。
And one thing marvelous happened.
当歌唱的这守门的人都设立以后。
After the setting up of singers and gatekeepers,
圣经上告诉我们，这个被掳的人就归回本城了。
The Bible tells us all the captivities of Zion return.
我们实在感谢神这件事。
Praise the Lord for this.
所有被掳的人，这个时候都可以回到耶路撒冷。
All captivities went back to Jerusalem.
什么是被掳的呢？
What are the captives?
我们要了解被掳的话，我们首先要了解他们被掳到哪里去。
To understand captivity, we must know firstly where they were captive to.
他们被掳到什么地方去了？
Where were they captive to?
巴比伦。
Babylon.
我想弟兄姊妹对巴比伦都有很好的印象。
I think brothers and sisters all are impressed with the man of Babylon.
因为我们礼拜五才查到巴比伦。
Because we have just studied Friday night concerning Babylon.
什么是巴比伦呢？
What is Babylon?
巴比伦这个字是从巴别来的。
Babylon issued out of the word Babel.
你们都知道在巴别的时候那个时候当时人要盖一座塔。
You know, in Babel's time, people wanted to build a tower.
他们要达到天上去。
To reach heaven.
要传扬他们自己的名。
To spread their name.
这叫做巴别。
This means Babel.
这也是巴比伦的真实的意义。
This is the true meaning of Babylon.
他们在盖那个巴别塔的时候他们知道用砖头来盖。
When they were building a tower of Babel, they used bricks.
我想那是很进步的一件事。
That was an advanced technology.
因为你把那个泥巴烧成砖以后呢，要盖起来就非常的快。
When you bake clay into brick, it's easy to build.
如那样比用石头盖快的很多。
It's much faster than building with stone.
那就让我们看见呢，那巴比伦是用人的方法来建造。
That showed us the building of Babel is by man's way.
我们读尼希米记的时候，他们盖城墙是用什么盖的呢
？When we read about Nehemiah.How did they build the walls?
他们是用石头盖的。
They built the walls with stone.
他们难道不知道用砖头吗
？Did they not know to use brick?
在创世纪都知道用砖头了。
Even people in Genesis already knew about brick.
这是尼希米记。
This is Nehemiah.
那他们当然知道那个砖头了。
Of course they knew about brick.
在埃及的时候，他们以色列人都知道用砖头来盖。
When they were in Egypt, they knew to build with brick.
为什么盖城墙的时候不用砖头呢
？Why did they not use brick in building the walls?
因为这不是用人的方法
，because this is not by man's method，
这是用神的方法
，this is using God's way。
一切从人出来的，一切用人的方法的，都是巴比伦。
All those good pieces out of man, using man's ideals, are building in Babylon。
为什么说以色列是被掳到巴比伦呢
？Why the people were captured to Babylon？
为什么说以色列是被掳的呢
？Why were they the captives？
因为他们用了他们自己的方法
，because they used their own way。
他们就被掳到巴比伦。
That's why they were captured to Babylon.
巴比伦有好几方面的意思。
Babylon has many aspects.
但是最重要的一个意思乃是讲到人在信仰的事情上用了自己的方法。
The chief among which means man using his own way to worship.
如果人用了自己的方法来敬拜神的话，这就是大巴比伦。
Man using his own way to worship. This is great Babylon.
什么样的人在巴比伦里面是一个什么样的光景呢？
What kind of men are in Babylon?
在巴比伦里面的人并不是没有敬拜的外表。
People in Babylon do not lack an outward godliness.
在巴比伦的里面的人是没有实际。
People in Babylon do not have reality.
凡是只有外表而没有实际的人都是被掳在巴比伦的人。
All the people that only have an outward appearance of godliness without reality are the people of captivity.
当圣经记载以色列人被掳的时候
，When the Bible records their captivity，
圣经实在是说到以色列人有敬虔的外表，而没有敬虔的实际。
The Bible tells us the people of Israel had only an outward appearance of godliness， but without a reality of worship。
这也是今天在我们身上的一个光景。
This is also our condition。
如果我们有敬虔的外表，而没有敬虔的实际的话，我们就是被掳在巴比伦的人。
We only possess a form of godliness without reality. We are the people that are captive to Babylon.
在巴比伦里面的人，他们失去了真正的自由。
The people in Babylon loses their true freedom.
他们好像是有自由
，seem like they have some amount of freedom.
他们要做什么事就做什么事
，they can do whatever they wish.
但是他们在神的里面却没有真正的自由。
But in God, they do not have the true freedom.
他们也有敬拜
，they had worship.
他们也有殿宇。
They had temples,
但是他们却没有真实的敬拜。
But they did not have the true worship.
他们跟外面人好像也有分别。
It seemed like they had some amount of separation from other people.
但是他们的里面却没有分别。
But inwardly they had no separation.
外面有分别，里面没有分别，就是巴比伦。
Only having outward separation without an inward separation, that is Babylon.
感谢神，神要把这些被掳在巴比伦的人都归回本来。
The law will call all the people in from captivity back to their own city.
他们当这个城建造起来的时候
，Once the city is built up，
这所有的被掳人都归回了。
All the captivities of Israel came back.
他们就脱离那个被掳的光景。
They forsook their captivity.
他们就进入神的旨意。
And enter into God's desire.
感谢神，这是神盖那个城的那个目的。
Praise the Lord, this is the purpose of building the city.
他们就从那个城里面的一个一个门这样进来了。
And they enter the city through many gates.
他们可能从阳门进来了。
Maybe through the sea gate.
他们可能从水门也进来了。
Maybe through the water gate.
他们从谷门也进来了。
From the ancient gate.
弟兄姊妹，当我们看见这样的光景的时候，我们心里面何等的喜乐！当尼希米在盖城墙的时候，他所盼望的就是这一件事。看见被掳的以色列人都从各地各方回到耶路撒
冷。
为这个缘故，他夜间可以起来。
For this reason, he could rise at night.
为了这个缘故，他手拿兵器。
For this reason, he can hold a weapon.
为了这个缘故，他可以不脱衣服。
For this reason, he can go without changing clothes.
为了这个缘故，他从天亮可以到清晨。
For this reason, he can work from dawn to dusk.
神在我们当中也要寻找这样的人。
God is looking for such people in us.
他里面有这样一个盼望。
That has such a hope.
看见被掳的人都能够归回。
He has a vision all the people in captivity will return.
他们就起来来建造这个城墙。
They will rise up to build the wall.
在圣经记载这些盖城墙的人的时候，特别提到一种人。
And the Bible records the people that build the wall, especially mentions a group of people.
这些人是叫做圣殿里面的仆人。
These people are called the servants in the temple.
我们中文圣经叫做尼提尼人。
The Bible calls them Chapter 746. These servants are sons of Zihar, the son of Hashufa, the sons of Tabal.
这些人呢，他们不是以色列人。
These are not Israelites.
他们乃是在大卫的时候被掳来做仆人的人。
These were the people that were used as servants in David's time.
然后他们就一直在以色列人当中居住了。
And they remained in the people with the people of Israel.
感谢神，在这归回的人里面有他们。
We praise the Lord. These were also among those who returned.
虽然他们不是以色列人
，even though they were not a Jew，
但是他们却在神的心意的里面。
But they returned to be in God's heart's desire.
这让我们看见一件事。
It shows us one thing.
问题不在乎你是不是以色列人。
The question is not whether you are Israelite.
问题是在乎你在不在那个城的里面。
But whether or not you are in the city.
如果你在那个城的里面，你就是在神的心意里。
When you're in the city, you're in God's heart's desire.
你在那个城的外面，你就在神的心意的外面。
When you're outside of the city, you're outside of God's desire.
当时不是每一个以色列人都在神的心意的里面。
Not all Israelites are in God's desire.
很多人还是住在外面。
Many people were scattered abroad.
当尼希米把这个城也建立起来了。
When Nehemiah built the city.
到第三个阶段，他们就开始恢复他们当年的敬拜。
In the third stage, they recovered their worship.
在第八章的时候，感谢主，就有以斯拉起来带领他们来敬拜神。
In chapter 8, we praise Lord Ezra rose up to lead the people to worship.
在第八章里面，我们来看神怎么样恢复他们当中的敬拜呢
？In chapter 8, we shall see how the Lord recovered worship among the people.
头一件事就是以斯拉把这个百姓都聚集到水门。
The first thing, Ezra gathered the people to the water gate.
为什么要把百姓聚集到水门呢？
Why did he gather the people to Watergate?
这实在有一个属灵的意义在里面。
There's a spiritual significance.
人为什么要去水门
？Why people go to Watergate?
人到水门来是因为里面有饥渴。
People go to Watergate because there's a thirst within.
人的里面口渴了，人就到水门去。
When people are thirsty, they go to Watergate.
如果神要在我们当中恢复一个真实的敬拜。
If the Lord wants to recover a true worship among us,
他要先在我们当中制造一个饥渴。
He would create a thirst among his people today.
如果没有这个饥渴的话
，without such a thirst,
就不会有真实的敬拜。
It's not a true worship.
神就召集这些百姓在那个水门的面前。
So God called all the people together around Watergate.
他们在那里聚集，从清早到晌午。
They gather from early morning to midday.
这让我们看见他们里面是在渴慕。
It shows us they're really thirsty.
如果他们心里面没有渴慕的话，他们就不可能从清早一直到晌午在那里聚集。
They did not have the thirst. They would not gather from early morning to midday.
他们不但是从清早到晌午，当他们看见以撒拉把神的话打开的时候，他们都站起来。
Not only they gathered from midday to from early morning to midday when they saw Ezra opened the law of Moses, they all rose up.
为什么他们都站起来
？Why did they rise up？
以撒拉还没有讲话呢。
Ezra did not even say a word yet.
以撒拉把圣经打开，他们就站起来了。
Ezra only opened up the scriptures.
所以一定不是以撒拉讲的什么好。
So it is not how good the eloquent Ezra was.
因为以撒拉还没有讲话。
He didn't even utter a word yet.
这代表他们里面的渴慕。
It represents the thirst to them.
当人心里有渴慕的时候
，When people are thirsty,
他们当中的光景是这样的一个光景。
They show such a condition.
当以撒拉在那里称颂神的时候
，When Ezra was adoring God.
众民都举手一声说阿门阿门。
All the people rose up, lift up their hands and amen.
这实在是一件很美的事情。
This is such a beautiful thing.
一个真实的敬拜，那是一个合一的敬拜。
A true worship is a worship in oneness.
只有一个合一的敬拜，才能讨神的喜悦。
Only a worship in oneness can please God.
当天在那个地方有好几万人。
On that day, there were thousands and thousands of people there.
你看，这好几万人在那里说阿门。阿门，多美的事！
You see tens of thousands of people saying Amen, Amen, lifting up hands.
让我想起在启示录里面所说的众子的声音。
It causes me to remember what is recorded in Revelation, the sounds of many waters.
有一天在那个大敬拜的时候，我们发现赞美的声音像水的声音一样。
One day in a great worship, we shall hear the sound of worship as many waters.
为什么说是众水呢
？Why many waters?
因为这个水啊，如果是从众水河流出来的。他们合在一起后，你就分不出来了。
Because when water comes from all different streams and converge together, you cannot distinguish anymore.
你再不能说这个蛙，这个水，这个水是从这个河来的，那个水是从那个河来的。
You can no longer say this water comes from this stream, this water comes from that stream.
这就是一个合一。
This is a oneness.
我们再也不能分别这个赞美是从这个弟兄出来的，或者这个赞美是那个弟兄出来的。
You cannot distinguish anymore. This praise comes from this brother.That praise comes from the other brother.
因为只有一个赞美。
It's only one praise.
是从身体出来的。
From the body.
这实在是一个真实的敬拜。
This is a true worship.
我们读圣经的时候发现记得有一件事。
We discover one thing.
在以斯拉记的时候，他们头一次有那个圣殿的敬拜。
In the book of Ezra, there's a worship in the temple for the first time.
那个时候有一些年纪老的人，他们看见圣殿之后。
The old timers, they saw the older temple.
他们就哭泣。
They started weeping.
他们就大声哭嚎。
They were wailing loudly.
但有一些人，他们从前没有见过圣殿的。
The younger ones had not seen the former temple.
他们就在那里大声的赞美。
They were rejoicing and praising.
那圣经告诉我们，到了一个地步呢，我们就不能再分别哭嚎的声音和赞美的声音。
The Bible tells us to such an extent we cannot distinguish anymore the sounds of wailing from the sounds of praising.
连那个呼嚎跟赞美的声音都合而为一了。
Even the sounds of wailing were one with the sound of praising.
再也分不出来了。
It's no longer distinguishable.
因为他们心里面只有一个赞美。
Because in their heart they only have one worship.
那个赞美可以叫有些人哭，那个赞美也叫有些人笑。
That praise causes some people to weep, causes others to laugh.
但是那是同一个赞美。
But that's only one worship.
再也分不出来了。
No longer distinguishable.
这是神要在我们当中所恢复的真实的敬拜。
This is what God wants to recover among His people, the true worship.
然后那里我们看见弥西米就告诉他们说你们不要哭。
And then Nehemiah told them, do not weep.
这是神的日子，你们不要哭。
This is the day of the Lord.
因为很多人听了以斯拉读圣经，他们就哭泣。
Because after they heard Ezra read the scripture, they started to weep.
为什么他们哭泣呢
？Why did they weep?
那是因为他们在神的光里面敬拜。
Because they were worshiping in the light of God.
如果我们当中有真实的敬拜的话。
If we have the true worship among us,
我们一定是在光的里面敬拜。
We must worship in the light.
在诗篇说，我们在光的里面，我们就得见光。
The psalm tells us, within thy light we see light.
在光的里面，以色列人见了光了。
In the light, the Israelites see light.
他们就哭泣。
And they started to weep.
这是一个真实的敬拜。
This is a true worship.
在真实的敬拜，永远是光里面的敬拜。
True worship is always a worship in the light.
很可能我们带了一点点的黑暗。来到聚会的里面。
Maybe when we come to the meeting, we come with a little bit of darkness.
但是如果这里是有真实的敬拜的话
，there is a true worship here.
那个所有的黑暗都要被显露出来。
All the darkness will be exposed.
所有的黑暗都要被除去。
All the darkness will be dissipated.
我们需要在光里面敬拜。
We must worship in the light.
这是神那一天在弥西米在耶路撒冷所做的工作。
This is the work of the Lord in the days of Nehemiah.
弥西米又说了一句话。
Nehemiah said one word.
啊，这句话非常的好。
It's a very good thing.
他说靠耶和华而得的喜乐是我们的力量。
He said, the joy of the Lord is our strength.
这是我们第一的力量。
This is our strength today.
今天我们的力量从哪里来的？
Where did our strength come from?
不是从我们银行的那个账户来的。
Not from our bank account.
今天我们的力量是从哪里来的？
Where is our strength?
不是因为我们的身体很健康，
Not because we're very healthy.
也不是我们有一个很好的学位，
Not because we have a good, degree.
也不是我们有一个完美的家庭，
Not because we have a perfect family.
这都不是我们的力量。
All these are not our strength.
如果这是我们的力量的话，
If they become our strength,
有一天那个东西不在，我们的力量就没有了。
One day these things shall go away and we do not have strength anymore.
如果我们的力量是从我们的工作而来的话，
Our strength comes from our work.
有一天我们的工作没有了，我们的力量就没有了。
One day when our work goes, our strength goes.
如果我们的力量是从我们的健康而来的话，
our strength comes from our health.
有一天我们健康不在的时候，我们就没有力量。
One day when our health goes, our strength goes.
有一个是不会夺去的。
One that cannot be wrong.
有一个是世人所不认识的。
One that the world cannot know.
是靠耶和华而得的喜乐，是我们的力量。
The joy of the Lord is our strength.
在诗篇里面说，
Something.
他说我们来到神殿前敬拜的时候，他说有一条这个喜乐的河流。
When we come to worship in the temple of God, there is a river.
这个喜乐的河流充满在我们的里面。
River of joy fills among us in our hearts.
这是我们的力量。
This is our strength.
在真实的敬拜里面就是有这样的喜乐。
The true worship has such a joy.
这喜乐不是在其他的地方可以得着的。
The joy cannot be obtained anywhere else.
就是神为了相信他的人而成的。
This is preserved by the Lord for all the people that believe Him.
这是神在我们当中要恢复的敬拜。
This is what God wants to recover among us.
让我们得到这个耶和华而来的喜乐。
To regain the joy of the Lord.
我们就不再被巴比伦所吸引。
We are no longer captured by Babylon.
这巴比伦就失去了颜色。
And Babylon shall lose its lust.
他们不但在这里喜乐，他们就想起一件事。
They not only are rejoicing, they also remember one thing.
他们想到圣经上讲到祝棚节这一件事。
They remember the feast of booths.
他们就记得他们从耶稣亚到现在他们都没有守祝棚节。
And they remember how they never kept the feast from Joshua until today.
他们就他们就决定他们要守祝棚节。
And they decided to hold the feast.
他们把帐篷搭起来，他们都住在帐篷的里面。
And they built the booths and dwell in the booths.
这纪念神的一个伟大的心意。
To commemorate God's great heart desire.
他要支搭帐幕住在人的当中。
God wants to tabernacle among His people.
你看见这里什么地方有真实的敬拜，什么地方就有这个对祝棚节的这个尊重。
So you see, whenever there is a true worship, there is the attention to the feast of booths.
在祝棚节的里面，是以色列人应该是他们最大的一个节日。
The feast of booths should be the greatest feast among the Jews.
是在他们丰收以后。
This is after the harvest.
在纪念神在旷野当中与他们同住。
It's a memory how God dwelt with them in the great and awesome wilderness.
这也是神的一个集中的一个心意。
This is also the consummate desire of God.
要住在他的百姓的当中。
To dwell among his people.
感谢神，神在他们当中恢复了祝棚节。
Praise the Lord, God recovered such a feast of booths among his people.
感谢神，今天我们不需要一年来等那一个祝棚节。
Praise the Lord, today we no longer have to wait once a year to have this feast.
我们每天都是在过祝棚节。
Every day we hold a feast of booths.
每一天我们都可以有真实的敬拜。
Every day we can have true worship.
每一天我们都可以来到神的会幕里面。
Every day we can come to the congregation of God.
从圣经这段圣经，让我们看见神的心意到底是什么。
To see what God's desire is for His people from the word.
怎么样能够达到神的心意呢
？How to reach God's goal?
一切都从悔改开始。
All started from repentance.
如果没有这个悔改的话
，Without this repentance,
我们刚才所读的这些圣经都不会成就。
All the scriptures that we read cannot be accomplished.
要从你心里一个人的悔改
，from the repentance of Nehemiah,
到少部分跟你心里在一起人的悔改
，to a few people that were with Nehemiah,
你知道所有住在耶路撒冷的百姓的悔改
，to the repentance of all the people, all the inhabitants of Jerusalem.
他们悔改以后，神就把耶路撒冷的形象放在他们的心里面。
After the repentance, God put the form of Jerusalem in their hearts.
他们从此跟以前不一样了。
They were not the same anymore.
他们以前也住在耶路撒冷。
Formerly, they also dwelt in Jerusalem.
他们天天经过那个被烧过的 被烧过的门。
They pass by the gates that were burned daily.
他们里面也没有什么感觉。
But no feeling at all.
他们每天经过这个倒塌的墙。
They pass by the gates that were torn down.
里面也没有什么感觉。
No feeling at all.
但是以后他们不一样了。
But after that, they were no longer the same.
他们里面有了耶路撒冷以后。
Once they had Jerusalem in their heart.
他说我们一同来建造。
They said, let's rise up to build.
他们不但要一起来建造。
Not only they rose up to build together.
他们拿着兵器。
They were holding weapons in the one hand together.
从早到晚的建造。
From dawn to dusk, building together.
他们在那里一边做工，一面拿兵器。
They were on the one hand laboring, on the other hand holding a weapon.
神的工作，神的心意就成就他们的身上。
God's work, God's heart desire is accomplished in them.
神的城就建立起来。
God's city is built up.
不但如此，神在他们中间恢复了他们应该有的敬拜。
God also recovered the true worship that they should have.
神也把他的同在加在他们的里面。
Granted his presence among them.
感谢主，这是神的心意。
Praise the Lord, this is God's heart today.
这也是神今天对我们的呼召。
This is also God's calling for us today.
他找一些人出来。
He's seeking out a group of people.
他们愿意悔改。
Who are willing to repent.
他们愿意拿兵器。
Willing to hold a weapon.
他们愿意在夜间起来。
Willing to rise at night.
他们愿意从清早到傍晚。
Willing to work from dawn to dusk.
愿主祝福他的话。
Praise the Lord, bless his word.